Provided the House passes the Gaming, Crime, and Punishment Bill, Twin River will become the first full-fledged casino in modern Rhode Island history Wednesday when it launches table games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. Dealers practiced over the weekend with a select group of invited guests. Twin River has installed 66 tables and has hired some 500 dealers for the launch of the table games. Craig Skoulos, the vice president and general manager of Twin River, expects daily crowds, already numbering some 15,000, to swell.
It's excitement, it's energy, a little bit of nervousness from a property standpoint. The past 6-7 months, we've been dealing with design and architecture and nitty-gritty renovation. And as we roll into the opening, what was on paper now becomes real.
Running the table games operation is Kevin Brown, who learned the casino trade in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City was good for me for a certain amount of time, and now it's time to, you know, try something different, and here I am.
Twin River already generates $300 million a year for the state. Table games are expected to add about $15 million a year to that sum. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.